And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. You're listening to Inside Europe. During the week, lawyers for former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont vowed to fight Spain's efforts to extradite him from Belgium. DW Spain correspondent is Guy Hedgeco. Hello, Guy.
Hi there, Keith.
Now, Puigdemont is wanted in Spain on charges of sedition and misuse of public funds.
Yes, that's right. The Spanish authorities have been trying to extradite him for the last 2 years, ever since he fled to Belgium in the wake of a failed attempt by the Catalan region to break away from Spain. They've tried on a couple of occasions to extradite him, previously on rebellion charges from Germany and also from Belgium. They failed each of those times previously. They are very keen to bring him back to Spain now. They're still trying to bring him back. They have reissued an international arrest warrant against him, and they're hoping that this time this will lead to his extradition.
And also his lawyers are slowing down proceedings. Do you think he'll ever, Puigdemont will ever face the charges against him?
Well, it's very hard to say. Clearly, he has a very good legal team who so far have managed to prevent him from being extradited successfully. The only thing I would say that makes his position more difficult is the fact that 9 of his former colleagues have just been sentenced, given jail sentences for their role in the events of 2017, that failed independence drive, which he was part of. They have been found guilty of sedition there, and there's a feeling that that makes it easier for the Spanish judiciary to extradite Puigdemont, because there's that precedent there. If you like, the Spanish courts have proved that his colleagues were guilty. Therefore, they feel it's easier to prove that Puigdemont should have to face trial. So his position does look certainly weaker than it was just a few weeks ago.
Okay. And what I found interesting was one of those 9 jailed separatists told the Irish Times newspaper during the week that he said, "For me, prison is a necessary step towards achieving the right to self-determination."
Yeah, that's right. That was Jordi Cuixart, who was given a 9-year jail term for sedition. He is the president of a civic pro-independence organisation called Omnium Cultural. And he has already been in prison for 2 years. He was in prison before he was sentenced for 2 years in preventative custody. And he believes that the fact that he is in jail, he's facing this lengthy jail sentence, the fact that all these colleagues of his are facing lengthy jail sentences, that will help their cause to gain independence for Catalonia in the long run, because they believe that this is raising the profile of the Catalan independence cause, and they believe that these jail sentences are violations of human rights on the part of the Spanish judiciary, and therefore once the international community is fully aware of all this, that will help their cause, and then eventually it could help lead them towards having a full binding referendum on independence, and then eventually gaining independence from Spain.
Uh-huh, which is what they're looking for, of course. And the supporters of Catalan independence, hundreds of thousands of them took to the streets, and there were some quite violent scenes. And also there were tens of thousands of people protesting last weekend in support of Spanish unity. So you're having both sides kind of, rallying.
Yes, that's right. I mean, as soon as this verdict was announced by the Supreme Court on October the 14th, there were pro-independence Catalans out on the street demonstrating. We always knew this was going to be a very explosive verdict, or that it could be a very explosive verdict, and that proved to be the case. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Catalans immediately took to the streets to protest against that verdict, claiming that it was a political sentence for these Catalan leaders, and demanding their immediate release. And we've seen some quite violent scenes. Often what we saw, certainly in the immediate aftermath of the verdict, was large peaceful demonstrations through the streets of Barcelona and other Catalan cities. And then later at night, they kind of transformed somewhat, and a smaller minority of more violent demonstrators took to the streets and would clash with police, would start throwing rubble with police. And there were some really quite violent scenes, a lot of rubbish containers being burnt and barricades in the streets of central Barcelona, for example. Now, the demonstration we saw on Sunday by unionists, or what they call constitutionalists, Catalans, that was the first such sort of show of force by unionists that we've seen since the verdict. Now, that doesn't necessarily reflect the fact that there are more pro-independence Catalans than unionist Catalans. In fact, Catalan society is very much divided down the middle on the issue of independence. But what it does reflect is the fact that pro-independence Catalans are much more visible. They mobilise much more quickly than unionist Catalans. They get out on the street in the hundreds of thousands really very easily. And so they make them, their presence felt much quicker and much more effectively than the unionists.
Mm-hmm. Guy, very interesting talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Keith.
Guy Hedgecoe, DW Spain correspondent, speaking to me from Madrid.